G'day everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going exploring something pretty familiar to all of us down under.
Aussie bush tucker.
Yeah, but we're not talking about throwing another shrimp on the Barbie.
No, we're going way beyond the food itself.
Exactly.
We're going to be diving deep into the language.
Yes.
The verbs and the adverbs that we use to talk about it.
Now you might be thinking, why verbs and adverbs? I'm no grammar nerd.
Well, hold on. Because for a year 11 student like yourself who's trying to understand Australian culture, this is pure gold.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you're writing an essay or you're giving a presentation about bush tucker.
Yeah.
Knowing how to use the right verbs and adverbs can make your work seriously stand out.
It's all about painting a picture with words.
Exactly.
And bringing that bush tucker experience to life.
It's not just about conveying information. It's about creating an experience.
All right. So let's do a quick recap for anyone who might be a little rusty on their grammar verbs.
Yeah.
Those are your action words.
Yeah.
The doing words.
The doing words.
So instead of just saying cook, which is a very general verb, think about all the specific actions involved in preparing bush tucker.
Like what?
Oh, you know, like pounding the seeds to make flour.
Ah, yeah, pounding. That's a good one.
Or leaching toxins from certain plants to make them safe to eat.
Leaching. That's a verb you don't hear every day.
Exactly. And each verb like that gives us a much more precise picture.
Absolutely.
It highlights those traditional techniques.
It does, and that's where adverbs come in.
Yeah.
They're like the spice to the verb.
They add that extra flavor.
They do.
They tell us how those actions are done.
Exactly. So instead of just saying roasting kangaroo,
yeah,
you could say slowly roasting kangaroos over glowing coals in a gunya.
Oh, I love that. Oh. Okay, just that one adverb slowly changes the whole game.
It does.
It has this whole layer of sensory detail.
You can practically smell it, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You can practically feel the warmth of that fire.
Absolutely. And taste the juicy meat.
Speaking of sensory details,
yeah.
I was reading about the bunya nut and how indigenous communities would crack it open.
Crack. I love that word.
It's almost like an onomatopoeia.
It is, isn't it?
It's like you can hear the sound of that hard shell breaking. Okay.
And that actually brings up a really interesting point.
What's that?
This connection to the oral tradition of storytelling in Aboriginal cultures.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
You know, knowledge was passed down through generations, through songs and spoken word.
Yeah.
And those verbs and adverbs, they would have been crucial for bringing those stories to life.
It's like those verbs and adverbs are little time machines.
I like that. Time machines.
Taking us back to ancient practices and ways of life.
They really do transport us back in time, don't they?
Absolutely.
And they also reveal a lot about the deep respect for the land and its resources that's embedded in Aboriginal cultures.
Oh, for sure.
Think about the verb gather.
Okay.
It implies a careful process, a selective process, taking only what's needed, ensuring that there's enough for everyone and that the environment can regenerate.
So it's more than just grabbing ingredients.
It is.
It's about understanding that interconnectedness of everything.
It really is about that balance, isn't it?
Yeah, and all of this is tied to this concept of songlines.
Yes, songlines. These incredible maps of the landscape told through stories and songs.
Yeah.
And many of these songlines describe the gathering and preparing of bush tucker.
That's amazing.
It is. Imagine a songline guiding you through the landscape, telling you where to search for berries, where to dig for roots, where to fish in particular waters.
It's like the verbs and adverbs are woven into the very fabric of the land.
Exactly. They're more than just words. They're keys to understanding the relationship between people and the environment.
I love that.
Yeah.
Keys to understand. So for you, our listener tuning in, this means paying attention to those verbs and adverbs when you're reading about or experiencing bush tucker. They'll give you clues about traditional practices, cultural significance, and even the sensory experience of preparing and eating these foods.
And here's a little challenge for you.
Okay, I like a challenge.
Yeah. Try writing your own description of a bush tucker experience. Maybe you're imagining yourself participating in a traditional hunt, gathering ingredients, preparing a special dish.
Yeah.
But here's the key. Use powerful verbs and adverbs to bring your writing to life.
Make it sing.
Make it sing, make it dance. How can you evoke those sounds, smells, and textures of the experience? How can you transport your reader to that time and place?
Let the power of language unlock those secrets of bush tucker. See you next time.